Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 187. Checking out.
So are you gonna knock or what?
Perhaps I was just enjoying a quiet moment before you arrived.
Yeah. Bit rude to do it on my doorstep though, isn't it?
Perhaps. My apologies.
So, where's the old ball and chain? Surely you're not paying me a visit on your lonesome.
I am. You gambled right.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean.
You hoped that by nudging us past his domain, Martin would still be there when I arrived, so I would have to pass through on my own. Apparently you were right.
I thought you said you weren't going to look inside people's heads.
I thought you said you weren't people.
Touché.
Well, for what it's worth, I have tried not to look inside you.
Oh yes?
I maybe glimpse a motive sometimes, but I try not to stare.
Untouched? Any particular reason for this monumental restraint?
The same reason you don't want Martin here. I wasn't sure I wanted to kill you, and you don't want to die.
He's still so new to all of this. Caught up in ideas of justice and solving things. Sure, he can wave away the theoretical idea of people suffering.
But if he sees it up close, he might try to get his boyfriend to smite you.
Something like that. We've built up such a rapport, he and I. I'd hate to strain it over such a temporary disagreement. I'm just concerned for his happiness, you understand?
Completely.
I am a little bit surprised you didn't follow him.
He didn't want me to. I didn't need special powers to know that. When he crossed the threshold, I had to make a choice.
And you chose me.
Let's say you were something of a branching path.
Always the flatterer. So, when is he coming out the other side?
It might take a while.
Yeah, these quiet, reflective domains sometimes do. Oh well, more time for us to hang out, I suppose. Shoot the breeze, share some hot goss.
Excuse me while I try to contain my joy.
You are excused. So, are you coming?
I thought we agreed I'm far too all-powerful to cross your threshold.
Don't flatter yourself. This isn't some extension, some limb reaching out to snatch the wayward or the trusting. This domain, this magnificent building, is me. You're welcome here. We'll be quite safe with you travelling through me. As long as neither of us does anything silly. Or you could just stand there glowering, that's fine too.
I'm trying to know if there's another route I can take.
And?
Turns out there is, actually. But it is rather full of spiders.
Oh, don't be such a sourpuss. It'll be fun, I promise.
Feels different to last time.
Different how?
The tape recorder feels more, awake.
Oh. Oh joy. Come on.
Duh. Yeah.
What?
Duh, you just, duh, just knew the way through, well, me. And, ugh, it's not a pleasant feeling, no, I do not like that. Not at all.
Well, tough. I'm not going to trust you to be my guide.
Would it kill you?
It's killed plenty of others.
You really don't like me, do you?
No.
And you never have?
Not really.
Even though I saved you from Michael?
You were Michael.
Oh, I'm the distortion. As was Michael, but I'm not him, and never have been. Surely you know all this by now, what with your shiny new eye powers.
It's not about what I know. It's about what I feel.
Oh, what do you feel?
I liked Helen.
I am Helen.
The real one.
Helen Classic.
Sure.
That doesn't make any sense. You barely met her. You had half an hour together and she spent most of that time ranting about mazes. She was positively delirious with paranoia.
True, but as you'll recall, I was pretty paranoid myself at that point.
So what? You saw yourself in her? A sad reflection, a possible future?
Maybe.
Oh, John. This existence can be wonderful if you just let it.
I know.
For what it's worth, I really don't think you would have liked her if you'd known her better, I mean.
No.
You haven't looked into Helen Classic's past yet. You should try it. I don't think you'll like what you find.
What? Lying to real estate clients? Bit of a prick at parties? Secret Tory?
Yes. To all of them, actually.
And that's the problem. I could have grown to dislike her, but you made sure that sort of thing could never happen. Now you use her form, see her mind, but they're just tools. Michael had nothing you could use but a razor-straight desire for vengeance. But you saw something in Helen that would work on me much more subtly. So you took her. But I'll never get to dislike her. I'm stuck disliking you instead.
At least I care enough to bother.
That's true, I suppose.
No.
Yeah.
Please stop doing that.
I'll stop doing it when I'm confident you're taking me the right way.
I am.
The quickest way.
Oh, fine.
So tell me, why are we going the long way? Are you just trying to keep me from meeting any victims? Are you trying to figure out if there's still a way you can destroy me?
Bit of both, to be honest.
I see. How long have you been working with Elias?
I'm not.
Helen, is that a lie?
No. No, it's not. I didn't know him. I've never even... Look, I'm happy here, all right? The world is fabulous, and I don't want you to end it all because you've got a chip on your shoulder.
So you think I can turn the world back?
I think you're bloody-minded and stubborn, and I won't underestimate you.
Thank you.
And for all his bleeding heart, Martin's just as bad, worse, even, in some ways.
Yes, he is.
You are so difficult to like sometimes. I've been nothing but nice to you.
Maybe that's why I never trusted you.
See? So rude.
Or maybe it's because you're an embodiment of the fear of lies and delusion.
Also rude.
Could you, could you manifest a room for me, please?
Why?
So I can make a statement.
You do realise it's all me, right? If I make a room, I'll still hear you, because I'd be the room.
Fine, I just thought... Never mind. I wander through the corridors, quickly, footsteps hurrying, spurred on by the worries that chase me. What were the directions she'd said? That smiling, friendly woman in reception? Left, right, 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 left, straight ahead, then down the stairs. No, that can't be it because I just went left and it's a dead end. Well, not a dead end. It's a door that says, Honeymoon Suite.
Currently unoccupied.
I turned to retrace my steps. I must have taken a wrong turn.
Just in case you and Martin were looking for a room.
How long? How long has Alex been alone now? On his own? Hours, at least. And he's only... 4. 5? It doesn't matter. All that matters is I can picture his face and he's alone and scared without me. How could I leave my son alone in a place like this? How could I do it?
Deadbeat mum. Classic.
None of the doors have numbers on them. No way to know if they're mine. Even if I hadn't lost my keys, I bang on each in turn and shout his name. I try the handles even though my palms ache from the blisters. Wait. Blisters. How many doors have I tried?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be the next one.
A flash of movement up ahead. It's a woman. Do I recognize her? She looks so friendly with her wide, happy smile and her cheery voice. I tell her I need to find my son. I need to check out. Of course, she tells me. She can help. She'd love nothing more than to help me. Although she does hate to see me check out. It's always so hard on her when guests leave.
I like her.
She takes me by the arm and leads me down a narrow service staircase. As we near the bottom, I hear a distant cry. Alex! I start to run, but she says no need to rush. Checkout lasts all day. That's good to know. My arm is bleeding. When did I cut it? It's okay, she has some bandages. I'm so lucky she's here. She bandages my arm and it starts to bleed even more. Something's wrong here. There's something behind her smile. I look away. The dull blue paint of the staircase is gone, but I recognize the wallpaper. Where have I seen this wallpaper before?
Nowhere special.
The corridor? No, we were on the stairs. Did we leave? No, this isn't right. It isn't fair. I've got to... Wait, where is she? She was lying. Was she? She led me here, but now she's gone and I'm so tired. When did I sleep last? No, I can't sleep. I've got to find my son. Just keep moving. There's only so many rooms. He has to be in one of them. Just push on. Even if you have to check them all. Ignore the blood you're dripping on the carpet. Ignore the mirrors that try to tell you how haggard you're growing. Ignore the laughter and the smiling and the chatter that has followed you since the reception. When did you go to reception? You can't picture it.
Shame. It's very tasteful. There's ferns.
Wait. What was that? That sound. It's not her. Not just her. There's someone else. A man's voice, you think, droning on and rising and falling as he talks and talks and talks. Up there, just around the corner. I can hear them. I can hear them. There.
Oh, thank God. Please, do you know where room 288 is? My son, I don't know how long, he's been in there on his own, and I need to find...
Look, I'm so sorry, but there is no room 288.
But my son...
Is around here somewhere. Come on, let's have a look together.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, where did you see him last?
Okay, it was in room... Wait, hang on.
She's lying to you. She isn't your friend.
I know you. You're that woman from reception.
John, this isn't your business.
You were laughing when I got lost.
Listen, John, I don't come up and tell you how to pull horror from people's brains,
please,
do I?
Please, I need some directions.
You do a bit, actually.
This place, it's such a maze.
Well, okay, that's fair.
I don't know how long I've been here.
Look, I'm
You've
so sorry.
To help
but
me.
Don't touch me!
Oopsie. Not so easy, is it?
I'm sorry.
Keeping up your humanity.
It's just my son.
I could make her an avatar.
Yeah. Best not.
Sending her away? I must have hit a nerve.
Got on my nerves. Not the same thing.
If you say so.
So, what happens now?
You mean, did the sight of a poor innocent wretch suffering by your hand convince me that you need to be destroyed?
Pretty much.
No. You were right. It probably was something that would have convinced Martin it needed to be done.
But
I already knew what I would see in here. I already knew what I had to do.
Because you've grown so fond of your old pal, Helen. Or because you were already going to destroy me. I see.
I was hoping I was wrong about you.
You've always known what I am.
Yes, but I'm only recently realizing just how dangerous you are.
Of course I'm dangerous, John. I'm a monster just like you. And you can't kill all of us.
No. You're dangerous because for all the torture and cruelty, you still somehow got us to think you're our friend.
I am your friend.
No. You're not. That's just what you distort. It's why you spin, but you never quite lie. The corridors, the warped body, it's all just set dressing, isn't it? It's not the reality of what you actually are.
And what actually am I?
You're a question.
What lurks behind the door?
To some. But that would be the stranger or the dark. No, you are the question of what lurks behind a smile. Is a friendship true? Or is it reaching out with hands that cut you?
Oh, I see. Very good.
Even I didn't see it properly, not at first. Not until the tunnels, when you wouldn't help. When you laughed.
Oh, come on. That wasn't a deception. That was barely a betrayal.
You work to hurt us and help us, all with the same smile, until we can barely tell one from the other. Keeping us off balance, constantly second-guessing our own opinions of you. Never quite crossing a line we could never forgive, but never putting yourself on the line either. And when one face finally stopped smiling, you just changed the face.
Fine. So if that's all true, why? Why would I do any of that? What's my actual motive?
I don't think you even have one. It's just what you are.
Oh, well done. Very poetic.
But none of that actually matters. What matters is that you want the world to stay as it is. And I don't know if we can change it back, but if there is any possibility, you will try to stop us. And when you do, I can't think of anyone more dangerous.
Oh, give over. You're the most powerful thing in the world. What could I possibly do?
It's not me I'm worried about.
Ugh. Fine. I thought this might happen.
Ceaseless Watcher!
Want to try that again?
Ceaseless...
You are inside my domain now, Arkfist. I can shift any part of myself to any corner of this wonderful hell you have built for us. By the time the eye focuses on me, I'm already somewhere new. Something new.
Ceaseless...
Whoopsie!
You can't do this forever.
In this brave new world, I'm afraid I very much can.
You can't kill me, though. You're just stalling.
True. But hopefully, I can stall long enough that any of your little gang that can die have done so. By the time I let you out, you'll have nobody else.
I will end you. What, nothing? No smirk? A laugh? I've got you rattled.
I'm not scared of you.
Helen, was that a lie?
No.
A lie. A genuine untruth. Like a little bit of loose thread flitting in the breeze.
Fine. You can go. There's the door. Just go.
Ceaseless Watcher.
No.
See this lie. this golden strand of falsehood.
No,
take
John,
it in your gaze and pull it. Follow through its curves and twists and knots as it unravels all before you. Unweave it now. Its fear and its falsehood. Its hidden teeth and the ones it wears so proudly.
You are no different from me. You can't
save
anyone.
And all that it has, it is yours!
No! No!
Christ, John!
No. Martin, good.
What happened? There was the hotel and then...
I killed Helen.
Oh. Why?
Long story. Ish. I'll explain later.
All right. And you couldn't wait until you were outside?
Not really.
Fair enough.
How are you? How was your domain?
It feels sort of underwhelming now, to be honest. More of a journey of gentle self-discovery, really? I didn't realise I'm quite so argumentative.
I mean,
you don't need to comment.
All right.
So, Helen's gone then?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Time to mourn?
You can if you want. Do you want to mourn?
A bit, I guess. I mean, she was our friend, sort of. A bit. Until you killed her. Which I'm sure you had to do.
Take some time if you need. But not too long.
Why the sudden rush?
You see that over there?
Yeah?
That's London.
The Magnus Archives is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. Today's episode was written by Jonathan Sims, produced by Lorianne Davis, and directed by Alexander J. Newell. It featured Jonathan Sims as the Archivist, Alexander J. Newell as Martin Blackwood, Imogen Harris as Helen, and Jenny Halfeck as the Guest. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/TheMagnusArchives. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons.
Emmy Nobloch, Ludmilla Schmidt, Matt1344, CJ Saunders, Maishi, Katie Stonestreet, Zoe Payne, Rebecca Field, Targa, Tamsin Myers, Conrad Schaefer Vignati, Jelka Dirksen, Sleepy Pigeon, Leona Maron, Mo, Official Spec, Maria X. Zhao, Eb Mitchell, Isabel Taylor, Cecil Fay, Heather Cartwright, Zoe Prescott, Grace Holston, Jessica Wilmore, Beth Carter, Sarah, Null Strolight, Crystal Wang, Noah S. Brown, Laura A., Dave, Trinket, It Is a Mystery, Ashley S., Anna Laurie, Corina Bantam, Flip Wizard McGay, Alexi Bailey, Mickey S., Emma Scrivens, Ebeth, Jordan Whiteley, Jane, V., Catherine Carlsrud, Wizard Perry, Abigail Boken, Leanne Payson, Max, Ingeborg Peterson. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.